Okay, so our topic here for this evening, okay, is everyone's favorite topic, which is disciplines for the Holy 50. So it should be a very short 2 or 3 minutes, right? Because it's Holy 50 and disciplines, so there shouldn't be much. What message does the church give us, who's smart, at the very beginning of Easter? Easter Monday. The smell of spring. Shem ben Nassim, right? What's Nassim? The smell of Dr. Nassim. What does... What does Nassim mean? Does it mean spring? The smell of the breeze. Okay, that's even better Egyptian expression. The smell of the breeze. What message does the church give us on Easter Monday? Who knows? Not the smell of the breath. Who knows? Huh? Monica knows. Who else knows? Luke chapter 24. It gives us, open to Luke chapter 24. Famous story. So Luke chapter 24 is the story of the resurrection on Easter Sunday morning. And then it tells us what happened just after that. Okay, so we're reading the readings of Easter Monday. So from in chapter 24, at the beginning, talks about early Sunday morning, women came to the tomb, didn't see Christ there, the angel, why do you seek the living among the dead, etc., etc., etc. And then they went and they ran and they told the apostles. That's verse 10. The apostles didn't believe. Peter ran. He saw the linen cloths. He marveled at what had happened. Okay, so Easter Sunday morning. Now let's start in verse 13. Here's our story. It says, now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. So it was while they conversed and reasoned that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Say that again. So it was while they conversed and reasoned that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Verse 15, that's a pretty cool verse. Verse 16, but their eyes were restrained so that they did not know him. That's a pretty not cool verse. So Jesus was with them, but their eyes were restrained. And he said to them, what kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad? And the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem, and have you not known the things which happen there in these days? Jesus is asking them, why are you guys sad as you're walking? Like, the weather's nice, like, what's wrong? So they're like, what's wrong with you, man? Are you the only guy in town? Were you born under a rock? Like, don't you know what happened? And then they go and they tell him. He says, what things? They said to him, the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth. Who are they speaking to? Jesus of Nazareth. Kind of funny. The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth. Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us. When they did not find his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see. But him they did not see. Underline that one if you want. Verse 25. Then he said to them. See, he was kind of playing dumb at the beginning. But now he gives it to him. He says, oh, foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and enter his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all scriptures the things concerning himself. Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went to stay with them. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. You can stop right there. The story goes on, as you all know, how the rest of it goes. This is a nice story to start off the Holy 50 with. What happens here in his story? You have two disciples who just finished Holy Week. and just finished Easter Sunday, and they were sad. Jesus said, why are you guys sad? They were sad. Why were they sad? Why were they sad? Why were they sad? Huh? Okay, they didn't see Jesus. Why would they have said they're sad? Say again? Okay. They believed that he would be the Redeemer. Okay, good. Okay, they're still under the law of the Romans. Someone say? Okay, they didn't know anything about the resurrection. Personally for them, why were they so sad? They had thought that life would never be the same again. Right? That Jesus was going to redeem them. That the Romans were done with them. And even if we're not done with the Romans, that something great was going to happen. Because for years, they're following this man, and this man is great, and he's mighty, and he's amazing. And I'm sure life is never going to be the same. And then they go through Good Friday, and they even go through Easter Sunday, and they find themselves on Easter Monday, back to life as usual, right? Isn't that where they are? Back to life as usual? Where are they going? Back to their town. Why are you going back to your town? Because, I mean, that's it. Because we're done. It's done. Like, we're back to life as usual. They were bummed because they had thought their life was never going to be the same again. They thought this life that they lived with Jesus, this is going to keep on going and going and going and going. And then they found themselves back down. So they were sad. Verse 15 said that Jesus himself was with them. But they were sad. How can Jesus be with you and you be sad? How can that be? How can that possibly be? Is it possible Jesus can be right next to you and you be sad? How? Because you don't see him. That was verse 16. Okay? There's only one way possible that Jesus can be right next to you. Right next to you. Conversing with you. Talking with you. Ready to bless you. Ready to give you power. Ready to give you everything. They didn't see him. They couldn't see him. And I'm telling you, the holy 50 days, that right there, verse 13 to 16, is a perfect picture of how so many of us live the holy 50. And I don't know why. I can't figure it out for the life of me. I can't figure out why we think the holy 50 is the lowest time of the spirituality. I believe the holy 50 should be the highest time of spirituality. And I know everyone else will disagree with me. That's fine. I'll be happy to disagree. I think it should be the pinnacle. I think it should be the highest point of your spiritual life, not the lowest point. I think that if you're one of the people who says, how can we be spiritual? Well, we're not fasting. Remember what we talked about just before Holy Week? Didn't we agree that it's not in the fasting? Like, is your spirituality just in fasting? If your spirituality is fasting and fasting, it's just a fasting, then yes, you take away the fasting and you have no spirituality. That clearly isn't the way God wants us to live. And that clearly isn't the church's design. That the spirituality is just in this thing, and then once that thing goes away, then we all fall apart. If our spirituality is in Christ himself, then take the fasting or add the fasting, it's still there. Take the late liturgy or the early liturgy, and it's still there. It doesn't make a difference, because the spirituality is not in the thing, it's in the person. And too many of us live the Holy 50 like these guys, and we're sad. We say, oh, Holy Week was great, but that was way back. Now we're back to life as usual. And they didn't realize that it's not life as usual. The risen Christ is right there. And you're walking with the risen Christ. Oh, we're so sad because life is back to usual. He's right there. He's right there. They couldn't see him. And that's sad. Holy 50 should be the most spiritual time of the year. It should be the pinnacle, okay, of what our life in Christ is supposed to look like. How did their eyes get opened? Eventually, their eyes get opened. How did their eyes get opened? Okay, breaking the bread, but before breaking the bread. Sorry? Okay, we'll go stick that with the breaking the bread. Someone said something else? Two things happened. Breaking the bread was the second. What was the first one? Scriptures. First thing he did, that was in verse 27. He listened to them. Then he called them foolish and said, "What's wrong with you people? Why are you sad? It's Easter. Why are you sad? It's the holy 50 days. What's wrong with you? Why are you walking around like the spiritual life is over? What's wrong with you?" And then he started. Verse 27, he expounded to them in the scriptures all the things concerning himself. So he gave them the scriptures, and he started in the scriptures, and the scriptures, and the scriptures, and the scriptures, and the scriptures. And then they started a little bit. And then what was the other one? The breaking of the bread, which is? Yeah, communion, liturgy, the breaking of the bread. What's the disciplines of the Holy 50? The scriptures and the breaking of the bread. See, when I think of what's the disciplines, get rid of the word disciplines. It's not a soft word. What we should focus on, what should be the focus of the Holy 50? Anytime you get to a church season, I like go back to the Bible and figure out from the Bible what's the church season all about. So, like for example, Lent should be what should be the focus. Lent, what's the biblical basis of Lent? What's Lent? Where's Lent come from? Huh? Christ fasted 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, right? Jesus Christ fasted for us 40 days and 40 nights. So Lent should be time. Lent shouldn't be so busy. Lent should be quiet. Lent should be time by ourselves, time for prayer, time for introspection. That's what, if you look at like in the monasteries they used to do, is like during Lent, even the monks, they wouldn't meet together. They would like go off on their own Monday to Friday, all by themselves, no meetings, no liturgies even. They would just go off by themselves, and they would come back together on Saturday and Sunday, and they would go back. So Lent comes from Jesus fasted 40 days in the wilderness. Lent should be this. Remember I told you before, like this. Holy 50 comes from where? What happens all throughout Jesus' resurrected those 40 days? Huh? Walking with them, appearing with them, okay? But there's very clearly something that he does very frequently with them. Eats with them. Eats with them, okay? It's biblical that we should eat with Jesus. It's biblical. Every time, well, what he ate, that's a different story, okay? He ate fish. We're more ascetical, okay, than fish, okay? Every time Jesus appeared, he ate with them. He sees them on the shore, get some fish, throw that sucker on the barbecue. He appeared with them. Every time he broke bread. Holy 50, the biblical, is eating with Jesus. How we eat with Jesus? Scriptures? Breaking of bread. You should focus on the Holy 50 days. Scriptures? Heavy on the scriptures. Heavy on the scriptures. Especially what I will say, if there's ever a time to get up early in the morning and do quiet time, it's the Holy 50. Why? Because after you have breakfast with Jesus, you have breakfast with Jesus. Okay? So it's very motivational for me to wake up and have breakfast with Jesus. Okay? Because I know the leftovers from dinner that I'm going to have breakfast with Jesus tomorrow. So there's never an excuse to not wake up early during the Holy 50. Never an excuse. Okay? During Lent, it's hard to wake up early because you have to fast longer. But during Holy 50, there's not an excuse. Breakfast with Jesus? Breakfast with Jesus. Now, if you want to go for the triple crown, you go breakfast with Jesus, you go breakfast with Jesus, and then you have breakfast with Jesus. It's biblical, people. I'm not making it up, okay? It's biblical. Every time Jesus appeared, he broke bread with the people and had a meal with them. Actually, look here, everyone's just staring. Look at the rest of the chapter in case you don't believe me. From verse 36 to 43, talked about fish and honeycomb. It's dessert, okay? It's, even had dessert, okay? My point is this. Holy 50 should not be down. Holy 50 should be the top. Holy 50 should be... You know how sometimes we complain that all we have to do in the church is this and fast and hard? Holy 50 is a time. Sorry. Holy 50 is a time where. Holy 50 is a time where the church tells us is that Jesus is with us. He's alive. He's right next to you. And your life isn't the same. It's never going to be the same. It's never, even if it seems the same, and it seems like it's just back to life as usual, and it seems like everything is back the same, it's not the same. Because he's risen and he's next to you. You don't feel it. You don't see it. Breakfast with Jesus. And be heavy in the breakfast with Jesus. And invest as much time as you can, breakfast with Jesus. Trust me, you make the Holy 50. You put in your mind that the Holy 50. You know why the Holy 50, it's down? It's because we put it in our mind that it's down. Okay, you convince yourself of stuff. But if you put in your mind that this can be the pinnacle of my spiritual, and then you follow the biblical model of what Holy 50 is all about, you walk out and you say, every day should be the Holy 50. When you get to the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of heaven is going to look like the Holy 50. Okay, that's my prediction. Okay, with white-ish, Kurt. Everything's going to be whitish. Okay, boys and girls? Any questions or comments? Yes, May. We are not to fast during the Holy 50. Yes, that is correct. And my question is, why are you even asking that question? We are not to fast during the Holy 50. Yes. I mean, that doesn't mean that we don't have self-control, but that doesn't mean that we don't do fasting. See Father of Confession for more. Any other questions? The question, do we eat dinner food during breakfast? Jesus had fish in the morning. That's it. All things are lawful for me. You do what you want. As long as it's with Jesus, do whatever it is that you want. Okay? Any other questions? Okay. Glory be to God forever.